All right, good morning, everyone. My name is Manuela McDonough. I am the program manager at the National Council of La Raza, or NCLR. Today I'll be discussing our Mujer Sana Familia Fuerte project, which is a culturally competent and linguistically appropriate cervical cancer intervention among Latinas. I do want to acknowledge my colleague Marcela Vargas in the middle there, who has been the project coordinator on this initiative for the last year. And this is my disclaimer. The findings and conclusions of the presentation are those of the authors and not necessarily of CDC. I want to talk a little bit about the importance of reach. I'll give an overview of what NCLR is and what we do. I'll give a brief overview of cervical cancer among Latinas, and then I'll talk about the project. So REACH, as was mentioned earlier, is the racial and ethnic approaches to community health, and it's been a program that has been funded by CDC for the last 10 years, and unfortunately that funding has been cut. So the six organizations represented here are the last of the programs, and we're entering into our fifth year with no additional funding slated for after 2015. This is a huge concern because REACH does focus on that ethnic and ethnic minority and approach to community health, and so we really want to educate our community and our congressmen of the importance of this program. So this is a key recommendations 2012 National Healthcare Disparities Report. That we do need continued research and continued funding to improve quality of diabetes care, maternal and child health care, and adverse events, disparities in cancer, and quality of care among states in the South. NCLR is the largest Hispanic advocacy organization in the U.S. We work to improve the opportunities for Hispanic Americans by working with our affiliates. So we have about 300 community-based organizations that are part of our affiliate network that provide direct services to Latinos in 44 states, D.C., and Puerto Rico. We do applied research, policy analysis, advocacy. We serve all Hispanic subgroups. We have our headquarters in D.C. and field offices in Chicago, L.A., New York, Phoenix, and San Antonio. Within the NCLR, we have the Institute for Hispanic Health, which houses NCLR's health program. So we're known for our advocacy work, but we also do programmatic work. And we work to provide technical assistance and capacity building to our affiliates in health, education, workforce development, and community wealth building. And IHH, Marcel and I both work in IHH, and we really want to promote quality in science-based, culturally competent, linguistically appropriate interventions for Latinos. Hispanic women are two times more likely than non-Hispanic women to develop and die from cervical cancer. While screening tests may help reduce these deaths by as much as 80%, Latinas are not screening at the rates that we want them to. So there's very few interventions that focus just on Latinas and trying to get that screening rate up. Some barriers that can attribute to this low screening rate are knowledge gaps about cervical cancer and about screening, culture, attitudinal factors, limited English proficiency, and, of course, access to medical care. So we decided that we wanted to develop this intervention to sort of fix some of these barriers and address some of these issues. So we designed with, in conjunction with two of our affiliates, one affiliate in Washington, D.C. called La Clínica del Pueblo and another affiliate in Chicago called Alivio Medical Center, designed a cervical cancer education program. It was very community participatory based. This is an example of one of our educational materials that we developed. It's a flip chart that is used by the promotor or the community health worker to educate the their community members. And one of the feedbacks that we got from one of the promotores that we worked with said that most of the materials that they have are not reflective of themselves. So they suggested that we hire a photographer and take pictures of actual Latina women. So similar to what Valerie was mentioning, there just wasn't anything that resembled these women. And so that's exactly what we did, and this is the result of that. So those two women are promotores in Washington, D.C., that have been working with us on the project for the last 4 years. So we wanted to target low-income Spanish-speaking, primarily Spanish-speaking Latina women over the age of 18 to increase knowledge, change attitudes, and increase behavioral intent as well as behavior change to get cervical cancer screenings. Within IHH, we go through a six-phase model when we develop our public health programs. And throughout the entire phase, our affiliates are part of this, constantly giving feedback and suggestions. So today I'm going to focus on phase three and phase four and five. So we developed the materials, we developed a toolkit. So this is a flip chart, and in addition to that, we have a guide, a Charla guide, and Charla means like educational session in Spanish. So we prepared a guide for the promotora, as well as educational handouts that we would give to the participants. One of the handouts included local resources where women could get access to low or free pap smears. Another informational pamphlet sort of talked about, just gave a summary of what the charla was about. And this is an example of the flip chart with the images of the real life women that participated in this program. Like the local resources on the left and then the pamphlet on the right. With all of our programs, we do field testing. So to ensure that the messages really resonate with the community members that they're reaching. So we do a pretest. We did that with in both sites with local community members, and they really were able to give final input into the materials. And we did a train-the-trainer model. So we trained approximately 40 promotores in the first year and have been adding to that ever in each year. In terms of dissemination, we've really wanted to be able to increase the number of women that we Latina women that we reach. So we've done a lot of social media efforts. So we've written a blog post. We have the fact sheets that are available on our website at nclr.org that you can download for free. We developed an infographic that we disseminated through our social media network on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. This is the infographic, which is also available on our website. And please feel free to download it and use it and disseminate it as well. So far, in terms of our reach with the community as well as through our social media efforts, we've estimated that we've reached about 2,273,000 women, Latinos, both women and men. We've collected about 3,500 evaluations over the last 4 years in both Chicago and D.C. And just to give you an idea of some of the of the type of women that we're reaching. The average age is about 40, with about like 30% who have had some high school education. They're typically married and typically have about 3 children and have spent 13 years in the country, and the majority are from Mexico. We know that about 93% of the women have had a Pap test, and about 79% have not spoken to their doctor about cervical cancer. So there's a disconnect. So women are getting Pap smears, but they're not talking to their doctor about cervical cancer and what the results could mean from a Pap test. So that's a big concern of ours. Our evaluation is a pre and a post test, a pre test before the CHARLA and then a post test after the CHARLA. And then we've been doing 3 to 6 month follow-ups via telephone. So we've gotten we know based on the pre and then the follow-up that knowledge is increasing and self-efficacy is increasing, and that about 98% are going to go and get a Pap test, which is great. So lessons learned, Mujer Sana Familia Fuerte addresses a culturally specific need for Latino women as it pertains to cervical cancer prevention and education. CHARLAs are often a starting point for the relationship between the participant and the organization, and it leads to helping the community members navigate the healthcare system and linking to other resources and other services. Mujer Sana Familia Fuerte empowers our promotores to seek new opportunities and reach even more women. And the project implementation has led to a stronger relationship with our affiliates. So future efforts must encompass patient navigation efforts as part of health education activities. Thank you.